Our text is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. And it reads thus: I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time. And thank you for your written word. Thank you for the peace we have in Jesus. Thank you for the love that we can rely on you, Lord. Guide us now. Help us to understand your word. And through the strength of your word, we find peace and reason to get closer to you. We just thank you in everything. Take your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want us to look at the theme, finding strength in God. We are going to talk about strength. How we can find true strength in God, especially during tough times. Now, a few days ago, a lady lost her husband. He was on his way to work, and unfortunately, he fell in a tragic accident and died. When she got the news, she was broken. The children, family members, friends, everyone felt discouraged. And we'd all sit around and comforting them. And I told her, be strong in the Lord. She didn't understood me. But she said, it's difficult. Yes, it is difficult, humanly speaking. But these are times that we need strength from the Lord. Now, let me begin by looking at a key verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Strength is not just the physical. It includes emotional and spiritual strength. Many people feel weak when facing life challenges, but God gave us strength in time of weakness. Now, this is where we are. In time of weakness, God gave us strength. Because looking at this lady who had lost her husband, with all the plans they have, with everything that they have gathered to do, she felt disappointed, and the weakened her spirit and even her physical strength. But I believe that if she leaned on God, she would gain strength to do what she couldn't do alone. Many people feel weak when facing life challenges. But God gave us strength in time of weakness. If you look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, He gave power to the weak and to those who have no might. Amen. So when we are weak, we trust in God that He will give us strength and He will increase our faith in Him. God promised to help us when we feel powerless. For example, if you look at David and Goliath, David was just a boy, but he defeated a giant because he listened to God's word and he trusted in God. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 12:9, Paul faced many scuffles but remained stone because he relied on God. Now, the storms may come, the difficulties may come, the challenges might be there, but if we rely on God, He will renew our strength. He will strengthen us. He will help us to overcome the challenges. Now, we have to be careful because we live in a world of challenges. And today, especially in our African world, the challenges are many. And sometimes we say they're just broken. Many times people come to church as though they are lost hope completely. But we still believe and still giving hope to them because God is our strength. And He promised us He will strengthen us. Sometimes I visit homes, communities, institutions, and I see how difficult it is to take care of our problems in this country. But there is still God. Our God is still with us. He's a loving God. He's a faithful God. He's a caring God. And I believe in a time of difficulties, all we need to do is to seek wisdom from the Lord. The key things I want us to look at here, one of the key things I want to look at here is, in your difficult time, learn to talk to God. Prayer is talking to God. So in your difficult time, talk to God. Ask God for solution. When you are weak, ask God for strength. And because God is a good God, because our God is a faithful God, because our God is a loving God, and because He promised us He will renew our strength, He will surely give us strength in times of weakness. Church, I want to encourage you today. And those of you who are listening to me, I want to encourage you. We need to find strength in God. Because the Word of God has showed us that we can do, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And because God gave us strength, when the witness comes, He will strengthen us to do what we cannot do. It is true that we face weakness at times, but we gain strength in the Lord. And to let you know that our God is just a good God. In conclusion, we don't face challenges that can make us feel weak, but remember, true strength comes from God. Amen. When we rely on Him, we can overcome any obstacles. If you read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, it says, trust in me with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge me, and I will make your path straight. And so, all we need to do is to trust God and believe He's able. Now, let me share the story with you. There was once a small tree in a storm. The wind blew forcefully, but the tree bent without breaking. After the storm, it stood tall and strong. Just like that, we link on God. We can bend, but we will not break through the storms of life. with these terms. The tree burned because the fools were heavy, but at the end of the day, the tree did not break, and it became to grow tall. The challenges will come, the difficulties will be there, but at the end of the day, the Lord will help us to continue our journey. I want to encourage you today, if you believe in Jesus and trust in Him, that He can take care of your problems, I want you to know today that He will surely take care of it. If you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you do not know exactly what God can do in our situation, I want you to link on Him today. No matter what you're going through, no matter the problem you face, the challenges you go through, I want to encourage you today. Link on God. Believe in God. Trust in Him. Put your hope in Him. Rely on Him. And when you trust Him, at the end, He will deliver you. He will renew your strength, and you will do mighty things. God bless you. Amen.